Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I am so happy to see Alicia Mazel because she just got back with that guy Brandon, who's a pretty swell guy too. Alaska, saw all the great social media posts, love AAA. You heard Mr. Garrity talking about 72 million traveling, right? All that good stuff. Man, this is the week, 4th of July. This is where we hit that midway point. There's still a lot of travel time left. Ideas and trips and plans, we've got it all for you. And remember, we're here every single Saturday between 11 and noon. Before we get into that tour of the week, cruise of the week, and all the other things that are happening at AAA East Central, we got to talk about you going north to Alaska. Incredible. You said it really wasn't something you wanted to do. It wasn't a must, but you're so glad you did do it because so much beauty to be seen.
Yeah, Alaska's a bucket list item for a lot of people, and it just never really was high on my list, but I am so happy we got to experience it. So I have family that lives near Anchorage, so we flew into Anchorage and created our own itinerary. And we're going to talk a lot about Alaska today and the different ways you can explore Alaska. You can talk with your AAA travel advisor to plan an itinerary like we did. Flew into Anchorage and experienced everything in the area. The first day we did Alaskan Husky Adventures. So this is a family-owned kennel that does the sled riding year-round. And they actually have dogs that participated in the Iditarod. So that was a really unique experience. We experienced the Alaska Raceway Park, which is Alaska's only NHRA and NASCAR-sanctioned track. So the track all around, you have these beautiful mountains you're viewing, and it's just a really unique experience to see the different race cars and drifting and all the events included with that.
So you were really pleasantly surprised, because I told her off the air, I said, you know, I'm sure someday, but I really am kind of like, you know, crystal blue, clear water, beaches, palm trees, that type of thing, a boardwalk, vinegar fries. I mean, that's what I grew up with. And you said, Rob, look, this was much more than I ever anticipated.
Exactly. I'm a beach girl. I want to go to the beach. I want to relax. I want to eat good food and just really do nothing on my vacations. But Alaska had such beauty. Every time the sun came out or the weather changed, you had new views. There was a day that we went on a boat ride through Denali National Park, and the sun was perfect, and we had perfect views of Mount McKinley. They only said they have views like this a couple times a year. So really breathtaking views. Everywhere you turn, you know, you want to snap a photo, right? So I have hundreds and hundreds of pictures of this experience. It was really great.
So tell me about the accommodations as far as traveling there, time-wise, where you stay, what it was like, the food, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so we flew from Pittsburgh, of course, had a single connection. The travel time was probably about, on the way there, we went through Dallas. On the way back, we went through Minneapolis. So about 6 hours and 2 to 3 hours. So not as long as you would expect. So the flights were pretty easy out of Pittsburgh. There's becoming more and more options. And short connection times in between. Definitely, if you're going to do an experience like we did, you want to rent a car, right? You want to be able to get to point A to point B on your own pretty easily. We spent a lot of time in the car, but it didn't seem as long as it was because of all the beautiful views. Many hotel options in Anchorage in the surrounding areas as well. Again, your AAA travel advisor can help you accommodate that, whether you want to stay in one place and travel from there day to day, or you want to check out a few different properties in different cities throughout Alaska.
So the one thing, and this goes back to even our first 10 years doing the show, and we're now in our third decade, And people still have the same thing when they come back. There's still so much uncharted territory in Alaska, still so much room for growth, so much more in the way of travel to yet be told and seen. It's really just the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, each excursion that we did, every day we packed something in. We wanted to make the most of our time. And each excursion that we did, I thought it couldn't get more beautiful. That couldn't have been more fun. I can't believe that each day this is getting better and better. We did one to the Kinnick Glacier. It was a safari ride on the open air trucks. And then we took a boat and we were right up on the glacier and we were able to get off the boat, do a little hiking and have close-up views to this glacier. We even went to Whittier and did jet skiing. It was unbelievable. The little town of Whittier is more unique than I thought. There's only one tunnel into Whittier. So it's a one-way tunnel. It's about 2.5 miles. The trains, cars, and buses go through this. It's timed, so you want to definitely check those schedules before you're going to Whittier to make sure you're timing that right. And then it's just a really small town where we took advantage of this jet ski adventure. It was 4.5 hours through Prince William Sounds, Blackstone Bay, and we seen glaciers and waterfalls and wildlife. Really, really amazing way. So when you're going to Alaska through the different seasons, there's different excursions you may experience, whether, you're hiking through the snow or hiking through the greenery, right? It's going to be different times of year. So that's why today I wanted to talk about a couple different ways to explore Alaska, whether you're going to do it the way we did, or maybe you want to take a cruise or a cruise tour that combines both land and sea, or a tour that's already arranged for you where you don't have to worry about planning the excursions each day.
Well, you must be on that Marita Williams wavelength because you talked about the Iditarod, which she absolutely loves.
She does.
And we're going to be talking about the Northern Lights, which she absolutely loves too.
Yeah, she texted me this morning and said, don't steal my happy place.
She loves it there.
She loves Alaska.
So, did you ask anybody, is it a different feel? Because when you think of Alaska, you think of cold weather. What do you think it would be like in winter?
So I think it's the experience, right? You get immersed in the experience and the weather's not the number one factor. You already know that you're not going there to get a tan. So, dressing in layers was definitely key. Everyone kept saying before we left, take layers. So I had a big suitcase with my jacket, my sweatshirt for underneath, t-shirts, different kinds of socks, jeans, leggings for underneath them. And as the sun came out and the sun, it got cloudy or rainy, the weather changed dramatically. So layers any time of year is important for traveling to Alaska on the cruise ships as well.
You know, I'm so glad you did that. And I had no idea you were going in that direction because one of the most popular things that we used to talk about early on in the show that we don't talk about enough anymore, people would always ask when they would call, what should I wear? How much should I pack?
Yeah, packing. Packing becomes a science. So if we're going to the beach, I could pack the perfect suitcase. I was kind of challenged with this trip. Took my largest suitcase, but I did utilize everything that I had in the suitcase. So I wasn't as overpacked as I thought. Some of the excursions, like the Alaskan Husky Adventures, we got dirty. It rained.
Yeah.
They said, when it rains, we were kind of disappointed when we got there thinking, oh no, we have to experience this in the rain. And the guy said, this is the best time. The dogs are more active and excited in the cooler, rainier weather. They come a little bit slower when the sun's shining. So we got muddy that day. So I had to change my clothes and be prepared to have enough for throughout the whole week. So packing is definitely a science. The more and more you travel, the better you become at it. But, you take some extra cash with you and you can always get what you don't bring.
Here's what I've heard so many times. Those dogs are absolutely priceless, but they are powerful, strong.
Oh, yeah. So they are strong. And it was kind of interesting to see. You know, you get there and they're getting the sleds ready and they are howling. They want their turn. They want to be harnessed up on that sled. They want to go on the adventure with you. And there was actually little pups there. Oh, so that was exciting to see, too. But they're one of a kind and they're happy. It was just, it was heart-filling.
It's good to be a dog in Alaska. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got lots more. We're going to talk about a great tour to Alaska, a great cruise about Alaska. And she is Alicia Maisel, and we are streaming this live on the Metropolitan Window video screen. You can watch it and hear it simultaneously as we do the weekends and throughout the week. KDKRadio.com and click on KDK Watch. We'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, before we dive into Alaska, I was just talking to somebody last hour and the hour before that. What's up with the Bahamas?
Yeah, so it's one of the top destinations this year, the Bahamas, along with some of the other top destinations you hear about, right? Orlando, New York, Chicago, D.C., the Outer Banks even made that list. But yeah, the Bahamas is a popular destination this year. And you'll hear different things people go do in the Bahamas, right? You've got Paradise Island with that great Atlantis resort, or that's where you see people swimming with the pigs. It's a popular cruise stop. So the Bahamas is really great destination, top of the list this year. It's not too late to book it either, whether you're looking for all-inclusive or just the hotel and flights from Pittsburgh. One of our AAA travel advisors can put that together for you, 800-354-8761.
Nothing quite like the Bahamas. Okay, but there's nothing like the Northern Lights and Alaska. We got an incredible tour of the week because she wants to talk about it because she just got back from Alaska. So go right ahead.
Yeah, high on Alaska. And Alaska cruise season's in full swing right now. So May through September is high season and the only season for cruising in Alaska. So if you're looking to do an Alaska summer vacation, chances are the availability's pretty slim right now. People are already booking into 2026 travel for Alaska, but there are winter opportunities in Alaska. And we actually have one available for this year. It's a winter tour. It's the Northern Lights of Alaska. It's one of our featured vacations. So AAA East Central has featured vacations, and those are exclusive tours you can only book at AAA. It might be a special itinerary or special benefits included, but these are only booked by calling 1-800-354-8761 or stopping in your local branch. So the tour that we're going to talk about today is the Northern Lights of Alaska. And if you're interested in the details of the itinerary, AAA.com/radio, you can find the full itinerary. The dates that I want to talk about today are December 8th through the 13th of this year. We do have 2026 dates available as well in January and February. This is a tour that starts in Fairbanks, and you have some opportunities to see the Northern Lights. There's snowmobiling adventures, dog sledding. We just talked about dog sledding. There's an adventure to the Ice Museum and ice fishing. The price for this tour is $32.19 per person based on double occupancy. What I like about this tour is it's a small group of people traveling together, and sometimes people end up booking their whole family. So you have this transportation where it's just you and your family traveling. I believe it's 12 to 14 people traveling on this trip. So availability won't last long. There are a few dates, December 8th, January 12th, January 26th and then February 9th. So a great way to explore Alaska in the wintertime. Go to the Reindeer Ranch, do some ice fishing. There's some opportunities for a photography class when you're seeing the Northern Lights. So 800-354-8761 or stop by your local branch. They are open today.
So have you seen the Northern Lights?
I have not. In Pittsburgh, when we had that little showing.
And I even missed them in Pittsburgh. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, you're not guaranteed to see the Northern Lights, but where these tours are going, you're most likely to see them.
You know, one would think, why would, you know, even cruising work when it comes with Alaska? But it's like watching a painting being applied to the canvas. Every time you know, a few nautical miles here or there, you see a completely fresh part of Alaska that you've never even knew existed. And on foot, it's great. And we just talked about this tour, but cruising actually works in Atlanta because you think of the colder weather. I mean, Alaska, colder weather, why would it work? Well, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. So when you're talking about cruising in Alaska, probably the most popular way to explore Alaska, either by doing the cruise or the cruise tour. What a cruise tour is a combination of the cruise and the land portion. So land and sea is probably one of the most popular things. Probably one of the first things I sold as a travel advisor with AAA 20 years ago, and we're still selling the same types of packages. When I tell people about my most recent trip to Alaska, you know, their question is, what cruise line did you go on? So, you know, when people are thinking Alaska, they're thinking an Alaska cruise. Today, the cruise that we're talking about is with Princess Cruise Line, one of the most popular cruise lines in Alaska. They do it best. They've been doing it for a long time. They have some of their own lodges in Mount McKinley and Denali. So definitely a great way to see Alaska. And you want to make sure you take the appropriate amount of time to do that.
Now, even though Alaska is vast, and we're going to come back and do the cruise for you, and we'll recap the tour and everything before the hour's up with Alicia Maisel. And you can always go to AAA.com/radio, 800-354-8761. Even though it's vast, and you think of Juneau, the capital, and the immensity of as far as the land and the real estate, from what I hear, all these little towns and communities are very quaint, really laid back. You don't feel threatened or overwhelmed, not a lot of traffic. It's just kind of easy and kind of easing into the day and into the night, very low key, and it's nothing you're going to get overwhelmed by.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. Of course, Anchorage is going to be busier, right? Yeah. So Anchorage is a little busier, and we spent some time there doing a little bit of exploring. And even though you're in a city, you're still looking around, seeing the mountainscapes and different things. So you still get that Alaska feel. We did get to the chance to explore a lot of the smaller towns. Talkeetna was one of my favorites. Talkeetna was really cool. After we did the Denali River cruise, we came back there, and it's just a small town with little gift shops and bars. You can walk down the street, lots of restaurants. We found a really great pizza place, Mountain High Pizza Pie was called, and it was really good. You know, I got all the gear, the t-shirts, the hats, ate the pizza, drank the local beer.
Nice.
So it really, there are a lot of places to discover. Willow, Alaska is where the Alaskan Husky Adventures was, and we found a little bar restaurant where we ordered food in one building, and then you walked over to where you sat, and there was a tiny little bar in there. There was four men sitting there. We found a table while we were waiting for our food. And Brandon laughs, you know, hearing the local talk. He says, "Hey, Jim, how are things up on the mountain?" And he said, "Good, Joe. How are things down on the river?" You know, so it's like, that's not talk we hear here in Pittsburgh. So kind of immersing yourself in the culture is a fun thing to do as well.
Is the sky as beautiful as they say at night?
So when we were there, it didn't get dark.
Oh, that's right.
So that was an experience.
Does it get like dusk though, twilight?
Yeah, it gets like twilight after midnight-ish. But, you know, in the evening, you're closing the blinds because it's bright. And you'll see if you're driving around and it's a little bit later, people are still out and active. They're walking the dogs, taking a run.
I got to get to a break, but tell me in 30 seconds, does your body clock still know it's time to lay down?
We were exhausted, so kind of.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that because I got to get my sleep. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us. Boy, much more to come, including an incredible cruise aspect of Alaska. And we'll recap the tour and everything you need to know. But remember, AAA.com/radio, 800-354-8761. Next hour, it's you and me, another hour of bonus talk. Lots to get to, including some really exciting news about this legendary brand, General Electric. That's all still coming up today with me on KDKA.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
She's back. Here she is, the one and only Alicia Maisel. Of course, AAA East Central's Talking Travel, streaming live, Metropolitan Window, video screen. Go to kdkradio.com and click on KDK Watch. We had the tour. Now we're going to set sail. It's all about Alaska. Here she is.
Yeah, so we're talking about the many ways to explore Alaska, whether you work with your AAA travel advisor to build an itinerary or you take an advantage of one of our featured vacations that is a pre-built itinerary for you, including all your sightseeing, sometimes meals, a tour guide, and transportation, or whether you take advantage of a cruise or a cruise tour. So the cruise tour is that combination of land and sea. So you're getting the best of both worlds. You're able to explore on land and experience it by sea. So this cruise tour we're talking about today is a 12-night Denali, Alaska, aboard the Discovery Princess. It takes place July 20th through August 1st. And this is 2026 because the cruise and cruise tours for this year pretty much sold out. It's a short season, May through September. So if you're thinking Alaska cruises and cruise tours, you should be thinking about 2026 and getting those reservations confirmed soon. The number to call is 1-800-354-8761. You can also visit your local branch. They're open today.
So let's talk a little bit more about Alaska. I guess you can go on camping trips. You can go on fishing trips, golfing excursions. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can't do in Alaska.
Yeah, and that's the best part about planning a vacation, right? Or working with a travel advisor to plan your vacation. You can make any destination fit the things that you like to do, the interests you have. Is it hunting and fishing? Is it hiking? Is it eating? Is it sightseeing? And Alaska has all that.
So you think kids would love it? I'm talking teenagers.
I think they would be really taken back by it. The wilderness, right? All the different animals you'll have a chance to see. I think that would be the most exciting part. And maybe like ice fishing or regular fishing would be exciting for the families to do.
I can't even imagine what the forests look like up there and the trees and just the backdrop. I mean, I've told this story a couple of times, but it's been a while. So one morning I had to be in Ligonier for like a 5 a.m. broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there about 3:30, but I kind of got off on the beaten path, ended up in Cook's Forest. That's a forest.
Oh, yeah.
Not woods. That's a forest. It was absolutely breathtaking, but frightening at the same time, realizing how irrelevant I really am in this world. But in Alaska, I've heard stories of like, you could go for days, weeks, months, and not see a person.
Yeah, I've heard the same. We didn't have that experience,
no.
Which is probably good. I was looking forward to seeing some wildlife. When we did the jet ski adventure, we seen some sea otters, which was cool. They said we might see orcas, and we didn't. That would have probably scared me a little bit. Brandon claims he saw a bear, moose. We did see bald eagles, but I didn't see the bear or moose.
See, average people like you and me, And you're much more of a world traveler. Listen, if I get to the Turnpike once a year, that's a big day for me. But I love to talk about travel, love everything about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just a worker, work too much. But bottom line is this. I don't want to see a bear, but I will say this. I've often wanted to see a moose, but I don't think people realize.
How big?
Oh, my goodness. It's like a moving skyscraper on four legs.
I couldn't imagine. So I didn't see it, but Brandon did.
So what did he say? Did he say it was just massive?
Yeah, it was running when we were doing. Yeah, so we were doing the glacier tour, the Kinnick Glacier tour, and we had a safari ride. So there was woods all around us, and he said he saw it running, you know, in the brush.
Well, just imagine if you're unfortunate to hit a deer in Western Pennsylvania, multiply that by 100. Imagine crashing your car into a moose.
Yeah, you've always got to be aware driving in Alaska. Wildlife everywhere, for sure.
And the other thing, the antler span is like a 747. I mean, these are massive creatures. But now the bear, is that like a big deal in Alaska? Do they have like bears just kind of roaming around on a regular basis?
I believe so. I think that that's a thing you have to be aware of. I'm sure, you know, if you're a resident of Alaska, when putting out your garbage or leaving things in your car, you can't leave any food in your car or there's something that's going to break in.
So do you see signs that say bear crossing?
I didn't, but they've got to be somewhere, right?
All right, listen, we're going to go over everything that is Alaska in our last segment, but I just want to kind of pick her brain a little bit and talk more about Alaska. They say the air is fresher, the sky is bluer, people are friendlier. And I think the thing that has been so wonderful about Alaska, even though they've evolved, and you talked about Anchorage, and I mentioned Juneau, and they have all the amenities that we have here, it still is very rustic, is it not?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, one of the things, you know, I try to observe everything around me and the differences from city to city, place to place. And there is a lot of unique things in Alaska. For example, you know, one thing that I saw in all the driving that we did, there's little trailers set up everywhere that are coffee shops. And they're every couple of miles. So it's just like a really, you know, we were always exploring the different coffee shops because it was so cool when it was different than you see in other places. You know, a lot of the small towns, like you said, and just a lot of differences and more open spaces.
So what's the food like? Basic food, like we eat food or anything special?
Yeah.
They got a Permane Brothers there? No, I'm just kidding.
So there are unique things. Salmon, right?
I hear their seafood is off the charts.
Yeah, so everything's going to be more fresh, right? And there was actually a place in Talkeetna that I spotted out for Brandon. He loves salmon. I said, look at that little place. It's called the Salmon Spot. You have to go try it. And the day got busy and we never circled back to it. And I was just reading an article and it was like the number one place for foodies. So kind of upset we missed that one. But definitely a lot of unique opportunities to eat. I know a lot of us that are on the show, we kind of revolve our trips around places we want to go eat. And that's a place you can do that. We actually, for my first time, I had Hawaiian food in Alaska.
A lot of similarities, a lot of connections, a lot of heritage connections.
Yeah, so that was actually delicious. So we are in search for a Hawaiian food spot in Pittsburgh.
I don't think people realize how massive Alaska is and how far and how close it is to places like Russia. I mean, this is like, really, it's unique when you think about its geographic location.
Yeah, it definitely opened my eyes. You know, you're looking at maps. We're sending people there all the time through AAA, but actually traveling there, it did open my eyes to how close you are to other countries and how unique the landscape is. Like I was saying, when we went to Whittier, only having one way in and one way out of this small town of Whittier, it's a turnaround point for the cruise ships as well. that's where we were able to take advantage of that jet ski adventure. But the train goes in and out of Whittier through the same 2.5 mile tunnel you're driving through. And all of the people of Whittier live in one building, Rob. So their school is in this building. I think there's about 200 residents.
That's it.
So, yeah, I really got interested in this after traveling there. So they all, you know, all live in the same building. They go to school. There's a tunnel that goes underneath ground over to the school because sometimes they'll get so much snow that they can't travel out of the building. So I thought that was really fascinating.
Imagine being born into that community, growing up in that community, and then all of a sudden deciding to leave that community and say, come to Pittsburgh or New York or whatever. I mean, I can't even imagine. Kid in a candy store. I mean, that's a charm life. But boy, the world outside of this place, you think they realize what's going on? I'm sure they have the cable and all the other things and obviously smartphones and computers. But they're not walking that pace. They're not out in that pace. There's got to be something to be said about being in that community.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, us traveling and going to these communities and learning more about it. And that's why you work with the AAA Travel Advisor, right? They have all these inside scoops, all the different knowledge. Maybe you could read in a book, but maybe you don't come across that. So our AAA Travel Advisors can give you some unique information about different destinations and really help you immerse yourself in that culture.
Well, I got to tell you, just looking at her stuff on social media made me get a whole new outlook as far as Alaska. 800-354-8761. We're going to come back, give you the cruise, give you the tour, connect you to Alaska. And I think you're going to love it if you're just tuning in. So come on back. Don't forget 800-354-8761, AAA.com/radio if you want to see the exact itineraries that we're discussing today. Alicia Maisel is here. This is AAA eCentral's Talking Travel. Rob Taylor coming back with another look at news, top of the hour. And then you and I have some very interesting things to get to. Busy first couple of hours on the program today. A lot of interaction with the phone lines, and we'll pick up on all of that in the noon hour. Still to come today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Alicia Maisel, AAA eCentral's Talking Travel. More to come in just a moment. Stay with us. All right, listen, we're going to take some time and talk about Alaska and wrap it up here in just a moment. But other destinations people can be considering, because there's always somebody listening and like, I told you we needed to plan a vacation. It's going to be July 4th next week. Why didn't we plan a vacation? Never fear. AAA Central is here. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's summer travel. Summer travel is in full swing, and it's not too late to get your vacation booked. While places like Alaska cruises for the summer might be pretty well booked up, you still have your other destinations. Some popular ones this year are the national parks. So if you're looking for a national park trip, maybe Jackson Hole, Yellowstone, a AAA travel advisor can put that together for you. You can go do something on your own or maybe book a guided tour. You have your road trips like the Outer Banks, Hilton Head. Those always remain popular from Pittsburgh. Some Pittsburghers like to drive from Pittsburgh to their destination, and you can always take advantage of those show your card and save opportunities at the hotel. Cancun, Riviera Maya, Bahamas, they're all very popular. Then going up into Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, Niagara Falls remain popular. So a lot of hot destinations for summers, especially families, right? Those are all really great destinations for families. Washington, D.C., Chicago. I read something from the AAA newsroom that said Boston and New York are two of the best places to go for fireworks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So cool. You really could. Hawaii's climbing back up in popularity, so it's not too late to book that for this year as well.
What's up with Hawaii?
I mean, Hawaii's Hawaii, right? It's like Alaska. Everybody wants to get to Hawaii.
If you had your pick right now, they said you can leave tomorrow. We're picking up the tab. After coming back from Alaska, would you have to think about it a little bit more than before saying, give me Hawaii?
And the next place I'm going is going to be a beach. Yeah, any beach. Send me to the beach.
Do they got beaches in Hawaii? I mean, Alaska? They've got to have a beach somewhere.
I don't think it's a beach like you and I are thinking of.
But like a lake beach or something. They got to have a place to put their toes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are spending the afternoons fishing and enjoying the outdoor activities of Alaska in the summer. So, yeah, a lot of great water to really enjoy. And when we were there, right, it was about 60 degrees. But when that sun was shining on you, it felt much warmer. You're peeling off the layers at that point.
So if you're cooking on an open fire and you're getting ready to go fishing, just remember, bury the bacon grease because there's a bear in the
there
woods.
There could be a bear.
In the forest, not the woods. All right, listen, these are the two things that we focused on today. It's such a beautiful part of the world. It could be yours for just a phone call at 800-354-8761. And go to AAA.com/radio before you make the call so you can see everything she's about to talk about right now. Our tour of the week, Alaska, cruise of the week, Alaska, just back from Alaska, Alicia Maisel. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Alaska, two things we're talking about today. Well, actually three. If you want to work with your AAA travel advisor and create your own experience, your own itinerary, our travel advisors specialize in that. 1-800-354-8761 or visit your local branch to sit down with somebody. They are open today. So if you're creating your own itinerary, you may want to do something like I talked about today, flying into Anchorage, seeing the dog sledding, going on a jet ski adventure in Whittier, maybe a boat ride to Devil's Canyon where you can experience the white water without actually experiencing the white water. It's much safer. Or do a tour that's already put together for you. Our AAA Featured Vacations department has some really great itineraries. One of them is the Northern Lights of Alaska, and this is on a small group. So like I mentioned earlier, potentially your whole family and extended family can book into this together. So the date available for this year, this is a winter tour. It's December 8th through the 13th. The price, $32.19 per person based on double occupancy. And this gives you, you know, some of the best chances to see the Northern Lights, experiencing dog sledding, ice museum, ice fishing, reindeer ranch. So a lot of great things included in this itinerary already arranged for you. If those dates don't work, we do have some winter of 2026 dates on January 12th, January 26th, and February 9th. Finally, we talked Alaska cruise tours. So Alaska cruise tours, that combination of land and sea. We have a 12-night Denali, Alaska aboard the Discovery Princess, July 20th through August 1st. This itinerary is going to give you a chance to experience some of Princess's own lodges in Alaska, which are the Wilderness Lodge and the Mount McKinley Princess Lodge. You'll experience Anchorage, Hubbard Glacier, the Direct to Wilderness rail service. So you really do get it all in this itinerary. Cruise, land, rail. The price we're going to talk about today includes your accommodations, onboard meals, and entertainment, and of course, all those taxes. A balcony stateroom, $5,599 per person based on double occupancy. This is for 12 nights.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You need 12 nights. Listen, you can't make Alaska a weekend getaway.
Yeah, and especially when you have the rail, the land portion, the cruise portion, you're fitting a lot into one itinerary. 12 nights or even more is a sufficient amount of time. But you still, if you only have that week vacation, we have vacations that we can accommodate for shorter periods of time.
So as you were coming back on that airplane ride, that's when you do a lot of reflecting and thinking about your trip. In between cat naps or whatever you do, what was the thing that really, as you look back, was most impressive about it to you for a person who loves beaches and warmer weather?
The views. Every time I looked out the car window or got out of the car or was experienced one of these amazing excursions, I was taking a picture. I don't know how many more pictures that I could have taken, but it just kept getting more and more beautiful. So I couldn't pick a favorite part because each day something was different. I was happy that we got to kind of do some of the local things. We went to like a music festival one of the nights and listened to local music. And then, you know, the Kinnick Glacier was one of my favorites because we took the boat ride, like, into where the glacier was. There was, you know, all the ice floating around us. And then we got off and hiked and still had those really close views. And we took some amazing pictures.
Now, you have guys that are helping you on these hikes, right?
Yeah. And this wasn't, I didn't take any intense hiking, but you can if you wanted.
A lot of people who like to hike, that's one of the reasons they go there.
Yeah. And Denali, Mount McKinley, is one of the climbs that, you know, professionals are doing. And I thought that that was pretty impressive. And I was really happy we got some clear views of Mount McKinley. You wouldn't believe how large it really is.
Listen, I can't even imagine. Listen, the only time anybody mentions hike to me when they tell me to take a hike. You know, come on now. But listen, I love the outdoors. As a kid growing up, you know, we were catching tadpoles and frogs. But hiking Mount McKinley, I think I'll just sit back and have some of that salmon and enjoy one of the hometown brews.
Agreed.
Listen, you guys have done so many exciting things in your life. And it's just to be as young and to get out and enjoy. Tell the folks why AAA, if you're looking for a career that is full of a lot of adventure, people should definitely look into AAA Central.
Yeah, AAA.com/careers. There's definitely a lot of opportunities within the travel agency, and there's a lot of room for growth, training as well. So if you say,
tell them how long you've been here with them.
20 years in May, and a lot of people can't believe it. I did actually spend my whole career at AAA in numerous different positions, mostly within the travel agency. We have a great training program. So if you say, I don't have any experience in travel, how could I become a travel advisor? Easy. Apply for the job. Show the willingness to learn and grow. And we've got a great training program for those we're hiring in.
You know, I've been hosting the show for over 30 years, so I kind of spent my entire career with AAA East Central in a roundabout way. And I love it. And I love painting the picture, telling the stories. And I've told people, even though I work a lot, it's like I go on vacation every week because I hear about all these amazing places. And now with social media and following AAA, they really do open up a window to the world. There's so much out there.
Yeah, and you just asked me if I can go anywhere, where would I go? And it's actually hard to pick. You know, you think that you would have places right off the bat, but you need somebody to help offer those recommendations. Somebody that has been there or knows somebody that's been somewhere. So that's why a AAA travel advisor is so great, to get that guidance and advice.
By the way, Jeff Bezos and now his bride Lauren have had a 3-day wedding in Venice. Do you think that they flew commercial? I don't think so. But congratulations to the couple. Nothing but success. But I was thinking, how cool going to Venice for a wedding for 3 days.
Yeah. So many different ways to travel and so many different reasons to travel. Talk about a lot of time people travel for themes, right?
It's all good.
Yeah. All different reasons. So travel it's exciting.
It is. And we'll see you in about a month.
About a month.
Oh, but I'll be here. It just goes on. Rob's got the news, and then I got some exciting news that I think you're going to want to stick around for. Stay with us.